True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Saturday was an absolute disaster for all three of the local schools. We'll talk about that. I promise you we'll get back to the Chiefs coming up at the top of the hour. Mitch Holtis is going to join us on the show right now. KU is playing. They are in the Players Era tournament that is in Las Vegas. Kansas is up 41-32 in the second half. It just started against Notre Dame, if you're keeping an eye on that one. So let's talk about it. I just want to get Missouri out of the way. Isn't Eli Drinkwitz supposed to be the offensive guy? I mean, this is his offense. This was your quarterback. You got one of the best running backs in college football. They spent a lot of money on that offensive line to go get Caden Green and the wide receivers. This is your team. They can't score. And that's one thing to be frustrated about. But it's another thing to be, in my opinion, cowardly in the game. This was a 17-6 game. Missouri at this point, the season is over. At least the season is over in regards to bigger picture, bigger dreams. They got 7 wins. Maybe they can be a 9-win team. But in 2025, there's not much of a difference in being a 7-win team, an 8-win team, or a 9-win team. It just kind of is what it is, right? So if your offense has been struggling all afternoon and you finally got the ball at midfield, which was a challenge for you, you ran a play. You got 7 yards. It's now 4th-and-3 from the 50-yard line. You're losing. Your offense isn't giving you anything. If you're not willing to roll the dice that you can get one play that equals 3 yards, why are we even out here? Missouri then punts the ball. They gained 30 yards in field position. Do you want to know how the rest of the game ended for Missouri? Punt, interception, punt, punt. Downs, interception. They didn't come close to scoring the rest of the game. At least go for it. Inspire your guys. Use your creativity. Come up with something. But to punt is so cowardly if you're Missouri in that scenario. I got all the respect in the world for Oklahoma's defense. That team can't score. They didn't score anymore the rest of the game. Give yourself a chance. You can't win the game by punting. Embarrassing effort from Eli Drinkwitz. Embarrassing. There's issues that need to be addressed. We'll see how they do in the transfer portal. We'll see. There's issues they got to address. But goodness gracious, you got to give your guys a chance on Saturday. And Eli didn't even give them a chance to go on the road and win that game. That's the Missouri portion of the disaster. Punting the ball from the middle of the field on 4th-and-3 when you haven't done anything offensively. It's mind-blowing to me. Rob, let's talk about KU. Now, I didn't watch a whole lot of the KU game. It was on at the exact same time as Missouri, and I wasn't watching KU. But I do know that they lost another game, and they are very much in danger of not making a bowl game. Now, I'm imagining that you and your KU friends not very happy about this. You didn't beat K-State this year. You didn't beat Missouri this year. You're also not going to make a bowl game. I mean, you struck out on all the objectives that you set for this Kansas basketball team at the very beginning, Kansas football team at the very beginning of the season, and they are not going to meet any of those expectations.
They are going to come well short. And what's frustrating as a KU fan, it's not the same as Missouri fans' frustration, but I think Missouri fans, after what you just said about the game in Norman, will understand this frustration. You're supposed to be the program builder if you're Lance Leipold. You're supposed to be the guy who was great at Buffalo and Wisconsin Whitewater, and you know, you got this ability to, you know, get the most out of maybe not the most talented players. Like, he won 10 games at Buffalo. He won 9 games 1 year at Kansas. It's supposed to be, you know, more with less. And that's one of the selling points. You had a bye week after a really disappointing loss to prepare for Iowa State. An Iowa State team that, they're not bad, but they're not good. They're 7-5, 6-6 type of team. And you go out there and you were never competitive. You laid a massive egg. You had 14 days to go do that, and now you're expecting on 6 days for me to think you're going to go out and beat Utah, who might be in the playoff? No. You're 5-7 in back-to-back seasons, and the heat under Lance Leipold's seat, while not hot yet, it is definitely starting to warm up. You know how, like, maybe your car does or doesn't have this. You know how they have those seat warmers? They have like the three levels of, you know, heated seats, like hot, warm. It's like, you know, a little bit of heat. He's like on the first level once they lose on Friday to Utah, because a winnable game on the road at Iowa State, you feel like you have the quarterback advantage off of bye week, all the ingredients are there, and you get walloped, absolutely walloped. It's just fans are starting to become a little more loudly frustrated with the coaching job at the University of Kansas.
Yeah, again, I mean, I understand being frustrated if you were a KU fan, where if you set objectives, and I think the feeling around this team would be different if they were a 5-win team, if they had either beat Kansas State or Missouri. You had a chance to win either one of those games. K-State was at home. Now, you got blown out, but K-State at home, you feel like you got a shot, especially after a bye week. And, I mean, they were up 21-6 on Missouri and then end up losing the game. So, I mean, I'm with you. Like, Lance struck out this year. Now, I don't think they should fire Lance, but you're right. Going into the season, the expectation for Lance is going to be simple. You cannot miss a bowl game for 3 consecutive seasons. Not with the investment that Kansas put into their football program. They need to make a bowl game next year. One thing that I have noticed is like a little bit startling to me, and I'm not a K-State fan by any means. I have none of my really close friends.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Or K-State fans. But I feel like now K-State fans have like turned the emotion that Chris Klieman has against him and like now look at it as a negative. I do think that Chris Klieman really cares. And I do think that Chris Klieman is really invested in their program on a deep human personal level, which I think is really important at a place like Manhattan, where there is great pride in going to that university, a great pride in our community, a great pride in being a Wildcat. I think that Chris Klieman shares a lot of those things. Man, this has just been a season where everything that could go wrong for this K-State team has gone wrong so far this season. They haven't won really any 50-50 game. I mean, basically this year was, well, we went to a bowl and we continue to beat KU. I feel like that's all that's happened for this team. Who do you think goes into next year with more pressure? Do you think it's Chris Klieman or Lance Leipold?
I think it's Lance, but I could easily be convinced it's Klieman, because as much as Jalen Daniels has been good for the program at Kansas, Avery Johnson is a more talented quarterback than Jalen Daniels. I think we all know that. Has Chris Klieman gotten the most out of Avery Johnson? Like, Avery Johnson, I know that sometimes the star system misses. I get it. Rivals, 24-7, they miss. Avery Johnson was a four-star. He was considered the best player in Kansas. Has he at any point in his time at Kansas State looked like a transcendent four-star, wow kind of quarterback?
I think we were just wrong about Avery Johnson.
Were we wrong about Avery Johnson, or is Chris Klieman not maximizing the ability? It could be both. It could be one or the other. I don't know. But I think the answer is Lance and more pressure next year. But I think it's close, because if you're K-State, you feel like you have that dude at quarterback, and he's never, ever, ever looked like that dude at K-State.
Yeah, and respectfully, and I want no smoke with K-State fans. If you think that Kansas State has the answer at quarterback, you only think that because of where Avery is from. If Avery was from Detroit, I think it's different. I think it's hard for K-State fans to be objective about their quarterback because he is them. Small, rural Kansas kid that made it to go to Kansas State University and is a starting quarterback. But if that kid was from somewhere else that they didn't feel that emotional connection with, the heat and smoke around him would be he's just fine. He's fine. He has not developed or progressed in really any way. He's completing less than 60% of his passes in his career. He's never thrown for 3,000 yards. He's just fine. He's not nearly as athletic as we thought that he could potentially be. He's not that guy. He was a great high school player, and he's probably a great group of five quarterback. But, I mean, Rob, we watch Big 12 football. Where would you rank Avery Johnson at in the conference? Where is he at?
He's somewhere between 8 and probably 9 to 16.
That kid ain't good enough. I mean, not to be a three-year consistent starter like we're looking at. I mean, they had a good quarterback in Will Howard. They couldn't wait to push Will Howard out to get this kid in as their starting quarterback.
They ran Will Howard out.
Of course, for this kid. And I get why they did it. Hey, we're going to take the chance. And they took the chance on Avery Johnson. He ain't that guy. He's okay. He's fine. But Avery's not taking you to where I think you need to go if you're looking at it from that perspective. I think they were wrong on Avery Johnson. I think everybody was wrong. I think Rivals was wrong. I think 24-7. I just don't think Avery's him, no matter how much they want him to be him. And I get it. He's from small town Kansas, and he's the K-State quarterback. I get why it's hard to break up with that guy. But yeah, he's not the answer to me at that position.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.